giant hot plate. The plateau heats up in the spring and summer. The change in air pressure draws in warm, moist air from the Indian Ocean in the south. Thanks to this, over a billion people from India to Burma benefit from the monsoon rain that this wind brings with it. Tibet is the engine that drives the fertility of a whole subcontinent. But Tibet has an even greater role in the ecology of the region. Clues to this function are found in a legend that predates even the ancient Tibetan culture, and which still draws pilgrims from all over the world. Several world religions believe in a mythical mountain that's equivalent to the Garden of Eden. Its peak has four faces, aligned to the points of the compass, and from its summit four rivers are said to flow to the four quarters of the world. Thanks to its life-giving waters, this mountain is known as the axis of the world. In one of the remotest areas of Tibet, there's a place where this legend takes physical form. That place is Mount Kailash. By an uncanny coincidence, Mount Kailash perfectly matches the legend of the mythical axis of the world. Its four faces are roughly aligned to the compass, and four major rivers flow from its foothills. These are some of the most significant rivers in Asia. The Yarlung, which becomes India's Brahmaputra, the Indus and Sutlej, which flow to Pakistan, and the Karnali, a major feeder for the Ganges. Thanks to its connection with the mythical mountain, Kailash is so sacred that it's never been climbed. It's Tibet's most important pilgrimage site. For Tibetans, pilgrimage is a journey from ignorance to enlightenment. A pilgrimage around the sacred mountain is believed to wipe out the sins of a lifetime, increasing the chance of a better rebirth. Most pilgrims time their visit for the most important festival in the Tibetan calendar. For over 1,000 years, they have gathered at the foot of Kailash for the Saga Dawa festival to celebrate Buddha's enlightenment. The festival climaxes with the raising of the newly dressed altar, a 25-meter flagpole.